Oh, Jamie.
I find it interesting that it was only your face. Can someone explain what the face represents? It seems like a very delicate area, but that the beating was concentrated only in that area.
All right.
Well, your face is your identity.
Your identity, yeah. Yeah. So your presence, you know, when we're like, Jesus, show us your face.
Your face, yeah. You know, if somebody's beating you in the face,
your presence.
It's hitting your identity.
Right.
Your face is
it
your identity.
Mars who you are, what you look like.
Yeah. Oh, I said your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. So what you're taking in and what you're seeing and hearing and speaking out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Isabel wants me to say this, but maybe you said your father had passed, right? And your brother is a Christian, and maybe this is something that is holding your brother back in his walk with God, in his ministry, and that maybe, as you said, breaking this off, maybe that this is a chain, and I love the song from yesterday, and somebody and you were doing the breaking of the chain, and I loved that imagery, and it came right back. Maybe this is a chain that your brother needs to break off. Maybe that you need to break off what they were just saying. And maybe this is your father seeking forgiveness from you all in the family. And I'm not this wise. This is Isabel, but she wanted me to say
okay,
it.
Okay, so
sometimes I speak Isabel.
Because she had the dream, we know it's about her.
Yes.
And now her healing may affect her brother at some point.
Right.
But we know that because we have the dream, the Lord is talking to us, 99% of our dreams are about
Yeah, it's really important to remember that when a person has a dream, it's mainly about them and what the Lord is dealing, because the Lord is speaking to them. The Lord can speak to her brother,
right?
But anytime we get healed, we affect the people around us,
right?
Because one, we can minister to them and be, you know, or just because we're free to love, really,
right?
I mean, when you are free to love, you're a whole lot better,
right? Isn't that the truth?
Right?
So there's this thing in the brain called mirror neurons, and that is where you directly feel what's happening to someone else. If they laugh, you laugh. Oh. If they are being hurt, you feel the cringe in your own spirit. Mm. And I feel like you were given a gift of incredible compassion, which is why you're a pastor. Mm-hmm. And I heard that the definition of a pastor is the one who binds up the wounds of the sheep, goes after the lost sheep. So I tend to agree that it has something to do with her ministry to her own brother, mm-hmm. as because she felt
family.
It so deeply.
Right.
And
her sheep that she binds up.
Oh, yes. And a certain attunement to people who've been through abuse. And it has exploded during this isolation time.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's good. That's really good.
Well, it is true. But if we start with a dream that God gives us, okay, and we go into the dream, I hate to be a stickler about this, but I want to be, because if we can deal with us first,
right,
we can do all of that. We
right.
can minister to
right.
all every, you know, and that is so true, because she carries that compassion and all of that. But it's, again, the reason I'm saying this is, ask the Lord, why would you give me this now? Well, you're at a healing place.
Yeah,
we're all getting
it.
Healing. We're all, and the healing does, it'll ripple. There will be ripple effects.
Right.
But as far as the dream is concerned, I think it's so good to look inward right now to this, because
Right. I will live and not die.
Yeah, the end is always important, that, you know, you see the person living.
Yeah. So let's pray.
Yeah.
We need to pray. And Holly, do you have anything you want to pray on this? Because, you know, I just was thinking about being in ministry. If the Lord put us in ministry when we are before we're healed of that particular issue, that the Lord needs it to be healed, it can be a disaster. We want to be healed. We have to be healed. And so I'm sure you know, if you would have been run right straight into ministry right before the Lord had healed you of several things, it would have been a disaster. But okay. Okay.
I missed part of it because I was out in the hall talking to somebody.
Okay.
But I just want to say, a lot of times when God's having me work with somebody, God will give either me or the person a phrase, and this may be something you think that rises up all the time. And it's an emotional phrase. It has to do, it's a window to your soul. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to say this. So let's say a person just says, I'm never going to be able to get this right. This phrase, whatever it is like a window to what the lie or the inner vow is.
Oh, that's good.
So I would just say, as we pray, just pay attention to what
to whatever the Lord
what is like rising up in your thought, and then that's like the key.
That's good. The Lord will reveal it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's pray, because we want to do one more dream, and then we'll. Is there anything else that we need to do on the dream? Did
I,
any of
let's
that?
Let's ask.
Yeah.
Did anything resonate? Yeah. Resonate with you?
Is there anything in there you're still puzzled, completely puzzled about?
Not really, but I know that when I'm really discouraged, I'll say things like, oh, I hate my life, or something like that. And like she was saying, just those phrases.
That's very good.
And then I notice I want to protect my own children.
Right.
Like I want to protect my siblings.
Right.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one.
Like, I'll want to protect them from my husband. Like, I don't want to let him get really tough with them when he needs to, because that comes up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I will say that having two boys in the house right now, where I've had four girls in the house a long time, and then we had two boys in the house, they deal with each other differently.
Yeah.
And so I have to get out of the way. And let the man deal with the men, you know. I mean, it is wild. And I'm, you know what, I've never regretted just letting, and now my husband's not physically abusive. That wouldn't be what I mean. But he does deal with them differently than I would. So it's good for me to just get out of the way. But because you've got this pain, this is, you know, you can actually halt your children from having that right relationship with your husband. So, okay, Isabel, you have it? Okay.
No, she's got it.
Okay, can Isabel come up here?
Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is that if she had that dream, it's because, well, that's what I'm thinking. It's because maybe she needs to, like, bring that past back to his brother, because you said that your brother served the Lord?
No.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe if he has a ministry, maybe that's holding him back, because he thinks that he has forgotten, but maybe he haven't. And that's why he give you that dream to you, that you can come, like, ¿cómo se dice?
See him
that
healed.
He can,
right.
She can be the... Mm-hmm.
The catalyst to make him, to bring him to healing as well. Right.
In between him and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Even though he's dead, but
the father's dead.
He needs to get healed. Mm-hmm. And maybe he has, do you know if he has a ministry?
I know God has a ministry for him, but he hasn't.
See? That's holding him. That's holding him back. The past is holding him back, and that's why he gave you that dream, that you can be the intercessor. Yeah, in between them, that he can bring that back, and he can forgive the father. And when he forgives, his ministry is kinda come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. And also, you need to clear the air with your brother as well. You need to talk about this situation and have a healing with your brother and tell him how you felt when you were young.
Mm-hmm. We try not to give advice when we're doing dreams, because the Lord's dealing with her heart, and we want the Lord to heal her. Mm-hmm. And so this may not be about the brother at all. Okay? Right. We're just going to leave it. We want it to deal with our sister. Because our sister is the one who had the dream. And we, and this, but this is why you don't go to someone and say, I saw you die in my dream. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you, number one, you can open the door to the spirit of fear. Number two, you can just totally confuse them. They're like, what? I haven't, what is going on? You know? Right? And it can make, it can mess them up. Okay? So we don't know that she can go to her brother yet. Now, I know you guys probably have a great relationship, and she probably can't. But if you're doing somebody's dream, you can't assume that. We don't want to assume anything. We have to ask the Lord, and the Lord will make all those things right. But you must be careful. I'm just, this is a great warning and a great learning time, right? Because we don't want to mess somebody up over this, over our dream that we had. And not, listen, I've made mistakes. That's why I know and I can tell you, don't make this mistake. Okay? Okay? All right. Yes, ma'am. Well, especially if it's your family, you don't want to mess that up. Okay? Okay?
Right.
Okay. Anything else? I think it's good wisdom what the Lord has given you. He's just shown you. You just stepped in, and I want to be the one that steps in now. I do see Jesus as the great mediator, where you felt you had to take it, and then you were pummeled in the dream, and the Lord has healing for you, and He is the great mediator. He's looking at you eye to eye, saying, "Oh, Kathy, I'm the one that took all of that. I paid for all of that. Yes. And you don't have to take it. It's not yours to bear." And so, Father, we just bless our sister right now. We thank you for our dear sister. We thank you for the ministry. Oh, my goodness, this woman has the love that she exudes. I can't even come close to matching. I thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that while she's thinking of these things, where her life seems worthless at times, Lord, you're going to add new value. We just thank you that you're going to add new value, that she understands the value's there. She's priceless, that she's going to begin to understand the pricelessness of her life. And yet never again will she say that lie. Never again will she repeat that lie that says, I'm not important, and I have to take the beating so somebody else can survive. Nope, nope.
Yes. Even witnessing all of that, I break that off right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your healing balm, even over memory. Lord, you heal our soul. You heal our soul. I thank you, Father, for healing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I see strands of silver laying over. So I just sense that the Lord is going to let you hang your hat in another sense. Lay down. He's redeeming something really deep right now. And we just thank you, Lord, that she's hanging these silver strands that were difficult in the past, and they are being redeemed right now.
Yes.
Because you're hanging it all upon the great coat hook of the Lord. That's the only thing I can, the only way I can explain it. I see a coat hook, and I see you just laying things across that. So, Father, every fight she heard, every argument she heard right now, I just thank you that you took all of that. And today, even while she's up here, when she thinks of those, she can hang these on the coat rack. But God, the heavenly coat rack, the heavenly thing that she can just hang it on and say, Lord, this was yours. It wasn't mine ever. And I thank you, Lord, that you're healing her heart. We just, everything is redemption with Jesus. We just give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Is there anything, if there's anything else we want to hear? Okay.
Yeah, that
beautiful.
We love you.
Never talked about that.
That's so good. Well, you did. Thank you for doing that, because that was extremely sensitive to you, and we appreciate it. Because I don't know if it helped anybody. Did it help everybody? You probably don't know what you did. That's big. That's big. Do you have a death? Oh, one more thing. In Jesus. Oh, I'll let you come back here.
Vow that she would die for her brother.
Well, I just feel like, don't you feel she's here?
She's here.
God
she's
is working in through this whole weekend, I think, and there's going to be a lot more discovery. So
Sometimes we don't do things publicly for a reason. Yeah.
Well, if you were doing it with someone, if you were interpreting a dream and in a place where
in a private place.
You can,
in a private place, right.
Oh,
but it was, we want the Lord to deal with her one-on-one. I mean, because that's what he did, right.
It's kind of like practicing an art form. Everybody's
yeah, it's true.
Well, yeah, and...
I didn't want her,
Right.
One thing I do remember is I had gotten really sick maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. Do you remember that? And... I had told Loretta, I had mentioned to Loretta that vow at that time.
Oh, that's good.
And she had, I do remember she said, you don't want to agree with that because you don't need to give your life for anybody because Jesus already gave his life for us. And that was like a step of, that was a breakthrough.
Right.
But I think I need to just still stop agreeing with anything the enemy says.
Right, so it may be that thing is coming back up, and that's why
he
dreamed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes we lay something to rest, and then it wasn't really dead. It was like, and it's kind of twitching, you know. And the Lord's like, "Hey, that thing's twitching. You better kill it again." You know, you do that with a bug, right? Do that with the devil. Do that with a snake. That thing's twitching. I'm gonna stomp again. Right. Let's do animal dreams. Let's do a lighter subject. Let's do animal dreams. That was good, though. That was good. Thank you. It was good for all of us because guess what? Somebody's going to come in and say, I dreamed this. And we have to be so careful. Do you have a question? Oh, come on, her. So animal dreams teach us because of their character. And whether it's a domestic animal, so if it's a dog can be good or bad. Okay, a dog can be, if a dog comes at you with its teeth, that's not good, right? Have you had dog dreams like that? Dog dream? Or no, another. Okay, so domestic animals, or is it a wild animal? A wild animal, typically, hun, what is it? Okay. So let's do this dream, okay? Okay, so domestic animals are going to be typically tame, but they a lot of times they're redemptive or not redemptive. So we're always looking for the redemptive. When we're talking about a dream, we're going to look for the redemptive, and we're going to look for the warning, if there's a warning, okay? Wild animal will typically be what their characteristics of that animal. Okay, I just thought of hippopotamus. So it's a hippopotamus. You think of it as being this big lumbering thing. But I'll tell you what, a hippo, if it comes after you, it's going to kill you, right? It has a big mouth, right? So it can be dealing with words. So you think about the characteristics, a tough hide. You know, somebody that you know, maybe it's somebody who walks around and talks really tough and they look like they... A lot of times people that do that really have a soft hide. So we're... But context is important of the dream. So now we're going to go ahead and tell us... And it's short, right? The dream is short. Okay.
But there is a double.
Okay.
Thursday night and Friday.
Okay. Good.
So I do dog sitting as a job because I take care of my grandpa.
Oh, there. That's good.
I was with these puppies about in January. They were all born, and I had 8 of these.
Oh, wait. Is that the dream?
Okay, no.
Oh, okay. Tell us the dream. We get lost in the minutiae. Okay.
I feel like I have to give this background. Okay. So anyways, the dream.
No background.
Right,
yeah.
So Duke is his name. He's a mini golden doodle, and now he's 7 months. But in the dream, he was littler, and he was in a kennel, and I was getting him out. But he was black, even though a mini golden doodle is red, you know, reddish orange. So he's very black, and it can right away I felt scared that he was black, and he was much smaller than he was. And as I let him out, he took off running, but I had this sense inside of me that he was either sick or he was going to die. And I won't go into the other dreams that I had last night because that's the animal one. And okay. Then last night, it was the same thing. There was a lot of snow. I was trying to dig out the snow to get out to where these animals were. Because in this dream, it was Duke again, the golden doodle, who I'm supposed to be with Monday. And this time, he was really little, and he died in my dream for sure. And then I found a mama had abandoned cats, because I also take care of cats, chickens, whatever anybody needs. And the three of the baby cats were dead. They were just little corpses, and I couldn't find any of the other animals. In my brain, in the dream, I knew there was other animals that I was caring for, and I couldn't find any of them.
Okay, so that was... Now, did you notice that she had Duke in both dreams, and he looked black in both dreams?
He didn't look black in... He didn't look black in the second dream.
Oh, and
he
not in the second dream.
He looked black in the first dream.
He was black in the first dream.
But then he died in the second dream. And I found his little body, but he looked more of his normal color, but smaller even than okay. the first dream that I had Thursday night.
Okay. So, who would like to repeat the dream? And that's just the two dreams. So, who would like to repeat those? Anybody good at this? Come on, you can do it. Oh, here, back here.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
So in the first dream, Brandy dreamed she let Duke, a little golden doodle puppy, out of the kennel, and instead of him being his normal goldish-reddish color, he was black.
Mostly black. He had a little bit of his color, like towards the tail and his legs,
okay.
but he was mostly black.
Okay, and you let him out and he ran away?
Not like away from me. He was trying to run, but because I know him, so I could sense that he was really struggling to run. And I had a sense inside of me. And that's God gives me a lot of senses with animals,
right.
people. I know when somebody's sick. In fact, as we came here this weekend, I take care of my grandpa. The Lord woke me up Thursday morning and said, Grandpa has
Safe
pneumonia,
yeah.
and you need to call your husband and make him...
Okay, but that's not the dream.
Okay.
we'll, right. we'll get lost.
So Duke was sick. And not,
Duke was sick.
And you're scared
Duke was
he
sick.
Was going to die.
Right.
Yes.
In dream number one. And
dream number one. Okay.
The next night...
this is dream number two.
Duke is more of his yellow-gold color, but he still had a little bit of the black on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was smaller than he was. And he... You went out to find him, and you found him dead.
Yes. Okay. His little... Yeah, he was dead.
Okay,
and
so let's...
And there was snow.
Yeah, and there was snow. Okay, so let's stop there, because I have a feeling that we have a lot of meaning right there. So, I think I know what Duke means, but let's... Somebody have a phone that will actually work up here that we could look that up? Duke, just... You could even Google Duke, and let's see what the actual... Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it can be on behindthename.com or it can be on another web or Bing. Bing's better. Okay, so now we want to look at both of those dreams, and because they're double-double, it's a double dream, we want to declare first what? Because there's death. Duke will live. And not die, and he will declare the works of the Lord. Our animals declare the works of the Lord. So, yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah. So even when you see Duke again, you can declare over him, you're going to live and you're going to not die, and you're going to have a very long life, and you're going to live in eternity. We're going to have fun. Okay, anybody find Duke?
Okay, yeah. And, well, how about talking about what could a dog represent?
Okay. Here.
It could represent an unbeliever.
Right. Okay, here's Duke.
Yeah.
Definition.
Meaning in history from the noble title Duke, which was originally derived from the Latin dux, leader. Yeah. Leader, strong.
A Duke. Right.
Oh, a Duke.
Like a strong leader.
So that's all it's
which is so interesting because your last name is
Prince.
Royalty as well.
Okay. I was thinking right off that this has something to do with some leadership, could have something to do with a issue that has to die. Okay? Hold on just a second. Okay, so go ahead and talk about dog.
Oh, yeah, because dogs, especially if they're your own dogs, I used to have two that I dreamt about all the time. They were things that dogs are precious to us. Yeah, so they're, if it's a big, mean, grizzly dog, you know, that you don't know, now that could be something else. It could be something that is coming to hurt or devour, or, you know, that kind of thing. It can be an unbeliever. It can be somebody who just doesn't know the Lord yet.
His mom is somebody I've been reaching out to, his owner. The Lord's had me send her certain scriptures and things and pray over her, and I've seen some things around her.
Duke's owner.
Duke's owner.
Okay.
I feel very drawn to. I mean, I consider the dog job thing a ministry anyways, but his mom is on my heart a lot. And
okay. Okay, so yeah.
And what I see, since the black, I just want to say what I see on her is depression.
Okay, that's good. No, I mean not and good.
No, sorry. But...
Right,
okay.
Right.
Good clarity.
Yeah. I feel like I got to say one little quick thing, though. The Lord just gave me this in somebody else's dream back there, and I just wrote it in my journal as I asked the Lord, is my dog job about to end, or is this about to die for a new season? The dog job has been my job once I was well enough to function, to make money, because I some people know my testimony here, but I've been walking out of a very significant, dark journey with my health, and I would do it forever in my heart, but the Lord also knows that there's other things that have been prophesied over me and that he's shown me that I want to do that I physically haven't been able to do. And I wonder if the death has to do anything with the dying.
How does it feel to you when you get... This is... She gets her own interpretation.
There you go. Good job.
Well, I'm getting help, though, because I don't
know.
Well,
how does it feel, though, when you think about that, when you think about the death of that... Or
job.
The ending, I
the
should
ending.
Say.
Yeah, because it's the ending,
ending
of that job.
It's not the death.
There will be dogs forever to take care of.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to try to say this without crying. It feels strange because I feel like my grandpa is about to leave.
To die. Uh-huh.
And I'm, believe me, Laura and I have been working on this for about a year. I believe he's about to be transferred from here to heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And... there's also other things, though, going on in my marriage and where we're living that I can tell the Lord is doing a mighty work. It started last September here, and it's been excruciating.
Yeah.
And the physical pain has been such a prison that I'm ready to die to all of it. If God wants to take the dog job that I love, that has been such a ministry to me, and we're ready to do the thing that I know is in my destiny and my soul, then I'll give up the dogs.
Okay, so...
And the cats, and the birds, and the
so
chickens.
Could this be a fear of something, though, that has become a stronghold that would keep you from enjoying this time of transition?
Yeah. There is... I fight a spirit of fear.
Because it's something
right
that you love. You love these dogs, but...
Especially Duke.
Duke, being, and but his name means... it's a ruler, mm-hmm. Okay? And it's not the dog. We're not talking... Now, separate yourself from the dog, mm-hmm. Your love for this dog, and separate yourself from that, and think, wait, is something ruling...
Yes.
In my emotions, that's making me so I can't face what could be the transitions that are happening, and I'm afraid. Let me tell you a quick dream. A young girl had a dream. She was grieving her grandfather, grieving the loss of her grandfather, and it actually messed her up really bad. She was not moving forward. She was a teenager, and she was... just in such deep grief because they were best friends.
This is my best friend.
This
is the only man that has never beat me, sexually abused me, locked me in a room.
He was the only source of comfort and safety and protection I've had my whole life. And right now he's in the Alzheimer's dementia thing. I pray over his mind all the time.
So the grandfather actually showed up to her after he had died in a dream and said, I am so happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it completely set her free. So if God has, if there is a stronghold that the Lord wants to deal with to pull down that Duke thing, we know it's not the dog. We love the dog, but we don't love the stronghold.
Right.
And the stronghold was black in the beginning. It wasn't like your dog. Stronghold. We want to pull that stronghold down so that you can face things with joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Right?
Yes.
And no fear. I'm not going to approach this with fear. I'm going to approach this with joy. And my even my grandfather, even the transition, the jobs, even the all of that thing, I can face that with confidence, not fear or intrepidation or, oh my goodness, is this going to be painful?
There's one more thing rising up,
though. Okay, okay.
It is not as much the fear of him leaving as it is the fear of my last source of comfort leaving, because I'm ready for him to leave. He's ready to go be with Jesus.
Right.
I also feel like I'm supposed to say this, and I'm not saying this to drag my grandpa through the dirt, but I've had to do a lot of emotional work regarding this, and I know a lot of people in this room know about this and some people don't, but he's a master mason.
Okay.
And so that's where I found out through my process of healing. That's where my witchcraft came in. Mm-hmm. That's where the Satanism came in that I got involved with later in life. And
so is Jesus...
I'm also having some... I've had to let go yesterday morning. I wrote it down. Some anger and bitterness that I thought I keep working through with my grandpa. It's weird to have this twisted thing right now where he's been my whole world and my grandma passed
away. So can Jesus deal with this stronghold?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%.
Okay. let him deal with it.
Yeah. A big one.
Okay.
Holly, the night before last, when I was sobbing. I don't know if anybody heard me back there. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It came out. It was
yeah, it came out. Amen.
The hope, because I know I can sit here because I've been walking this out, and it's like I walked it out as a little girl. Nobody would have known I was being sexually abused. Nobody knew I had all these things around me. Nobody would have known unless they looked really close. Probably it's the same thing now. I'm dealing with horrific pain and symptoms, although at Andrew Womack, which we keep talking about, after Body, Mind, Spirit, Holly, that you told me to read, I went to his Healing is Here thing. He's breaking it off. I can feel it breaking off of me. I think my biggest fear is the death to my old life of this. To me, this sickness has been more traumatic than all the abuse combined.
Well, could it be that the Lord is going to set you free of all of it?
This morning he said something.
I love the dog ran away. I mean, could it be that all of this is going to go away? And at the stronghold. Okay, so let's go for that. Okay? Okay. We don't have to know anything else. We're just going to go for the answer because we want the redemptive. So did you have any other thoughts on that? So, and because it's double, because there's a double dream there, it's going to happen. You have like a promise right there. Boom, boom, it's going to happen. So we don't have to deal on all, we don't even have to go through all those symptoms and all of those other things because we know the Lord, amen, we're sick of him, and it's going to go away. Duke took off out of that cage. We're going to send that thing on its way. Not the Duke you love, but the Duke that is the stronghold, that is the thing, that the power that thinks it can hold you. And okay, hold on. Here, there's another thing there. Because you're so sensitive and feeling so much, you have to be able to say, I don't want any of that. I am not going to agree with any of that anymore. Don't have any sentimental concern about that, okay? So I think the Lord just wants to give you great clarity and say, I don't want that anymore, and I'm not going to be sentimental about it even. That was my old life, and it's going to run, take off out of the cage, and it's gone. And I'm going to be set free completely. Amen.
We
want
that.
Yes, okay.
I was just sitting here, and I was just thinking that the fact that in the second dream you had snow. And to me,
yes,
the snow is the Holy Spirit. It's the purity. It's the freshness.
Oh, it's a fresh word from heaven.
And yes. I think that's the promise at the end
that's
of this
right.
weekend is that there's going to be, like,
amen.
You are going to be free.
That's right.
And that you are going to be free.
Amen. Amen.
I know it. Yeah. And I think that the snow is the promise
yes.
at the end of the weekend that you're going to walk into.
The purity, yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And then you couldn't find any more animals. Meaning
they were gone.
The problems are gone. And they're actually dead. You said the three kittens were dead. The three other strongholds, they're dead.
They're dead.
But they... Okay, here's the deal with demons. They make you go, oh, I'm so sorry for you. No. We're not sorry for those demons, even though they look like little kitties, right? We're not going to bring them back. Even though they look like little, oh, well, that one's harmless. That's a little kitty, and I could be sentimental and hold him. No. And so this might take some life-changing declaration from you for a time. We're going to pray, and this is the beginning, but you're going to see more and more. It's going to happen.
Cats are a sign of witchcraft and rebellion.
Okay, it's the masonry for your that totally.
I did the whole witchcraft thing.
Okay.
I was just talking to my friend about this morning. I actually read her the declaration. I've done Kenneth Hagin declarations. I've done Charles Capp declarations.
Right.
I
have Jesus will get do Jesus declarations.
Well, what I'm saying is he gave me my own declaration about a week ago as I prepared to come here.
Good.
He said for me to write my own declaration.
Amen.
Out, and I
spoke out of the Word of God. Good.
Time. It's mixed with the Word of God, but also the things that I...
You have to do. You have to say.
That need to go. And,
exactly.
And I know all the authority I have. I know the power I have. And that's where I've been so lacking in hope
and
frustration.
So the Lord will use an animal. Because we love animals so much, we love animals, He will speak to us. He might even use an animal to speak to you about your children, right? It can be
absolutely
like your child.
Something precious to you.
Something very precious to you. So we want to be very careful when we take on the healing that the Lord is, but we're not going to feel sorry for any of those, because those demons will make you feel sorry for, well, I was harsh on that demon. No, that demon.
Yeah.
It's just like when the enemy is just, or, religious spirit. I used to say, oh, that's a religious spirit. And the Lord woke me up one day and said, Steph, that's a demon. And I went, ah! It's like you all of a sudden realize that thing wants to kill you. Those three little kittens, they aren't going to love you. They're going to kill you. So you have to get discernment. These are the demonic things that we want rid of completely. You have a point. Yep.
You so nailed it, because I had to leave the room again. And I'm like, I kind of have a feeling what this is. And when I came back, this is so spot on. But I want to share this. I had some years of serious depression and suicidal thoughts, and I loved the Lord with all my heart, but I found this disturbing thing I had to get free from was I learned that the pain actually was a form of twisted comfort. And as God set me free, He reminded me of that song, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, I've come to talk with you again. And it was like, it was a form of self-pity, which is a demon, but it was also a form of, for so long, I didn't know anything but pain, and I would just go get in my bed and just comfort myself with the pain. But it was a demon, and God had to, when I saw that you, I was going to ask you, but again, I had to leave the room, but I wanted to say, like, did you love the dog? And, in the dream, do you love this? I felt like that was what Stephanie was nailing, like there was something about this dog that you were kind of like, you didn't want him to die. And that's like the hook. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. She got it. Yeah.
That would have felt accurate before last year here. Because that's, I think, been the frustration and what you prophesied over me. Well, you prophesied out the night before last is because I've come to hate the pain. And I'm actually the opposite. I don't lay in bed. I'm almost like I can't sit still because I'm trying to constantly run away from the pain. And the pain is so bad that it doesn't matter whether you're sitting, laying,
standing. So what do you think that the Lord is showing you in these dreams that He would want you to hate? If it's not the pain.
Okay. Whoa, that's a good one. Because I already hate the pain.
Right. And there's still a stronghold because we still are dealing with Duke.
All right. I don't know right now what he wants me to hate that I don't already hate with all my
guts. Okay, so that would be a good question for you. We're going to pray that the Lord is going to show you. He's going to expose it. Because remember, the devil doesn't expose the plans, but God does. God exposes the plans of the... Oh, there we go.
he wants me to hate the shame around the sickness. Because that's just it. This is... My friend back there, I don't like to talk about the sickness. I hate the self-pity. I hate that being my identity.
Okay.
It's not who I am.
So let's...
So the shame
let's
of being
pray
sick.
That. I think we should pray that, and then we're going to break that thing off, and then because we need to go ahead and do our time thing. But Father, right now, tell me, Brandy? Okay. Father, we just thank you for Brandy. Thank you for these dreams. Those are powerful, excellent, accurate dreams that you've given Brandy. We just give you glory and praise and honor. Thank you, Lord. This is where the church comes in. Let's pray like the church. Io broko shore andarari aki, io broko shore andarari aki, io broko shari andarari aki. O broko shore andarari aki, io broko shore andarari aki, io broko shari andarari aki, io broko shari andarari aki. Huri andarari aki, io shore aki. Ka broko shari andarari aki, io broko shore andarari aki. Ha ka broka sharia tarriya ki ambroka sharia tarriya ki ore andare ko shore andare riya ki ambroka shore andare riya ki ambroka shore andare riya ki ambroka shore andare riya ki Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit come. Yo broko shore andariri aiki. Yom broko shore andariri aiki. Oh, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. We worship you, King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Broko shore andariri aiki. Yom broko shore andariri aiki. Yom broko shore andariri aiki. We give you all glory and all praise and all honor. We plead the blood of Jesus. Kio broko shore andari aiki, ambroko shari andari aiki. Kore andari aki, shure andari aiki, ambroko shore andari aiki. Ha ka broko shari andari aiki. Glory. Glory. We thank you for what you're going to do. Glory. Yom broko shari. Thank you, Lord. Yom broko shari andari aiki. Ambroko shari andari aiki. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Ha broko shore andari aki, ambroko shore andari aki, ambroko shore aki. I ambroko shore andari aki, ambroko shore andari aki. Broko shore andari aki. Ko broko shore andari aki. I just want to, I just sense a strong box. So, and that to me is like a lock box. So there's something locked up in there. So, come back here, honey. So Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you right now that you're dealing with the lock box, whatever's been locked up. That's the duke, that's the stronghold that wants to stay. And it can't stay. It has to go.
The snakes have to go.
The snakes have to go. We agree with you right now, Brandy. The snakes have to go. The lies, that snakes are lies. Brokoshori, I keep locked in. Yeah, okay. We don't have to say all the nasty stuff. No, we don't have to say. Okay, we just want it to go in Jesus' name. We just say all of that stuff has to go through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Brokoshori, aki, and Brokoshori, and Dari, aki. The box has to go, the lock box. We command you to go through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ right now. You're a liar and a thief. You must go. We say there's no place. Brandy is a child of the Most High God. There's no place for you to be here anymore. We pray over Brandy's thought process. No more does she need to repeat the thought process. Father, right now in Jesus' name, the thoughts are going to be healed through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. You have covered this with your blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. Yes, you are. But we thank you for the blood of Jesus that we are worthy of. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're dealing with every duke in Brandy's life. You're dealing with every single duke. We give you glory and praise. And Lord, right now, we just as a prophetic act, and I want you guys all to just do this. We're just going to open the cage door and let the duke out, the strongholds out, and we're just going to say, go on, you can go now. Go run. Take off. You're in the wrong place. You're not supposed to be here with Brandy. They have to go. They have to go. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us. We give you glory and praise and honor. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you all glory and all praise and all honor. And I just have the sense that every time the Lord shows you a picture, you just go ahead and deal with that thing right there. It has to go in Jesus' name. Can't stay. I'm a child of the Most High God. Brandy is a child of the Most High God. There's absolutely no place for any demonic thought process, any demon stronghold, no dukes. The dukes have to go in Jesus' name. Anything that wants to exalt itself against the one true God, we say you have to go in Jesus' name. Any attitude, any thought process, any habit that repeats things. We just say right now in Jesus' name, we're not going to even give that thing credit. That stronghold can have no credit. It's exalting itself against the one true God. And we say you may not do that anymore around Brandy in Jesus' name or in her life. We say Jesus is King of all. Right, Brandy? Is Jesus King? Is Jesus Lord of all? Jesus is Lord of all. Just say it. Let's all just... Jesus, you're Lord of all. You are Lord of all. You are the King of kings, the ruler. Just what we read about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar stood up there and exalted himself. But boy, Jesus put him into a place of humility, right? God the Father put him into a place of humility. And he came back and he said, I see that you are the Most High God. And there is no other God. So we thank you. So you can take that to the bank, Brandy, and I just see that the Lord is going to continue this process. It's not just right now, but it's going to be a continual process. I believe it's going to happen all weekend. You're just going to continue to say the things of the Lord. Don't repeat the junk. Repeat the good stuff, because the Lord is good every time. He redeems absolutely everything. Duke is leaving. Duke's on the way out. But Jesus has every bit of comfort for you. He has every bit of protection for you. He has every bit of provision for you. He has all of the things that you need. Healing, you're going to be whole in Jesus' name. Those things that you thought they needed to stay in, you cannot stay. And so we will not give them any more credit. They are lying thieves. They are things that we bring them back up and all of a sudden they have power again. No, you do not have power in her life. We say no pain. We say no dukes, no thing, no ruling stronghold, no strong box. No, you do not. You don't belong here. Listen, I used to say there was a long time because my thought process is still to this day. I still do this. But this is how I did it. The enemy would say one thing to me. He'd say, oh, Steph, you're just, you think you love Jesus, but look what you just did. And I would have to say, I disagree with what you did. The Bible says, agree with your accuser. Okay, you're right. I did that. I was wrong. I repent. But I disagree with what else. And I'm going to Jesus. And I talk to Jesus about this. And then when I can say, you no longer have authority because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. And I would turn back and forth and I'd say, wait a minute. I don't agree with you. I agree with Jesus. And I disagree with everything you told me because this is the only Jesus that I'm going to listen to. His words are what I'm going to listen to. And so you get out of that thought process and you take on Jesus's thought process. All of a sudden you're not repeating every lie that the enemy told you through your whole life. Because he'll do that, right? And so you have to stop that. I had the enemy lied to me one morning. He said, I'm getting tired of that behavior in so and so, this other person. I'm getting tired of that behavior and I'm not gonna have patience for that forever. And I took on that lie. I went, oh, I bet you're right. 2 weeks later, no kidding, I woke up first thing in the morning and the Lord said, when do I ever lose patience? And I went, oh, I repent. Oh, Jesus, I took on the enemy thought. I disagree with the enemy thought and I repent. Thank God I didn't say anything out loud. I was just like, God, thank you. Listen, but though our spirit things scream, right? Because we agree, we start to agree with them, they scream. We want to agree with Jesus because all of this garbage, all of our stuff is just going to promote the devil. No, I'm going to promote Jesus because he's the only king of my life and I'm going to only agree with his thought process. And guess what? He never loses patience. Thank God. Because then I'm like, boy, I agreed with a horrible lie because what if you lost patience with me? Ah, right? Absolutely. And then you
mentioned shame, and this is actually, I think, for a number of women in here, things have happened in your life, and I heard hidden shame, and some of you have, like, quietly carried shame. And here's something I saw. I saw a picture of Jesus on the cross. But we always see that picture where he's wearing a loincloth, but in fact, he was naked. Can you think of anything more embarrassing? The whole town was there, the leaders, the Pharisees, his mom, his disciples. And it says he despised the shame. And this is where it comes in. When we talked about the exchange last night, or the great exchange, the point of that is we take our stuff and we, because he bore it, so that we will not have to. That's the point. That's why it happened. That's why they shamed him, so because he was taking that too. Yeah. And so for us, it is not right to continue to carry shame. And so, amen. Brandy, God is using you because he's going to set some others free
that's
too.
That's right. I agree.
Sure.
I know that a lot of the shame has to do with the past stuff, of course. But the biggest shame I've fought this last year is the shame of not being able to get well when I love God the way that I go. And I know... in my knower, and I can't get it into the something else, is the shame, in case anybody's fighting that, of, like, you can't get what you know God has already died and given you, the shame of being sick and not getting well. And the lie that you were talking about, for me, isn't so much I've worked through all that other, is the lie that I will never get well. He's constantly in my ear. So we disagree with that in the name of Jesus, and I've been disagreeing with it, but thank you. Thank you, Holly. That's a good...
I just so understand that, and I think you're right on, because there is so much shame with not being, you know, when you have issues, health issues, and you're in a church and you believe for healing and you pray for others to be healed, but then you're like still battling all this stuff. But that there is, I can relate to the shame.
Yeah. But the fact is, you can't get healed until Duke is gone. Because the issue isn't you, it's Duke. But all of us, Brandy, have had lots of Dukes. I could just, well, go ahead.
No, finish. Oh, I'll.
You know, I was sick unto death years ago, and I said, Lord, how am I going to how am I going to prevail? I've seen some big ones go down. Believing, because I believe you, and I know your word is true. And he just said, well, you know no man's heart. And then he said, and the truth is, you're healed. You are healed. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You're not striving to get what I've already done. He said, you're healed. And you are healed, Brandy.
Amen.
You are healed. Amen. It's done. No shame.
No.
He said, yes.
Amen.
And that's the truth. And that's what's working in your body. Everything in you is working to bring that about.
That's good.
You're healed.
So would it be okay if we just do an exchange?
Do it.
Yeah. But we're all going to do it.
Yeah.
And I know some of you don't deal with shame, but this works for anything Jesus died to give us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we still carry it because we haven't traded our junk for his glory.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Whether it's sickness, heartache, he did it all.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Right.
So here's the scripture I got. Here's the exchange. Instead of your shame, Brandy, and anyone in here who's had shame, and especially whoever's the one with hidden shame, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. In your land, you will possess double, and everlasting joy will be yours. That's Isaiah 61:7. And if you would like to say this with me, we're just going to exchange. Say, Father,
I may have carried
shame
or embarrassment,
but really Jesus took it for me. I'm sorry. I've tried to carry something that he already took. So today I'm giving you all my shame,
all my embarrassment,
all my hidden works.
I give it all to you.
Everything in the strong box. And I exchange it because you died to give me redemption, your presence, your healing, and I receive that. And Father, I won't carry the cloak of shame anymore because it's not mine to carry. I've given it to you as a form of my worship and as a form of my love for you. Thank you, Jesus, for carrying my shame, my grief, and my sorrow. In Jesus' name.
You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.